Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. An internal report from the CDC says the Delta variant spreads as easily as chickenpox, and it is being spread by vaccinated people as much as unvaccinated people. Dr. Ashish Shah is dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
The report confirms a lot of what many of us have been suspecting and what the CDC has been alluding to, which is this is an incredibly, incredibly contagious version of the virus. It's almost like a whole different virus, just in terms of how much more contagious it is.
Researchers are warning that vaccination alone won't stop the rise of new variants and could even push the evolution of new strains, which would be even harder to fight.
The Delta variant clearly surging here in the five boroughs. Health officials say 3 out of 4 new positive COVID tests, in fact, in New York City are the Delta variant, and it's triple the rate from just 3 weeks ago. So as vaccinations have come literally to a crawl, it seems testing is ramping up again. And it's not just for travel, it's even for people who've been vaccinated like this guy who just want to make sure that they're okay.
I think it's unfortunate that it's come this far, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that we'll get this figured out as soon as possible.
The CDC is calling the Delta variant as contagious as the chickenpox, and it's certainly gotten people on the alert again. Testing's ramping up at centers that thought that testing would be almost closed down by now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here on 126th Street in Harlem.
The National Weather Service has just confirmed it. At least 3 tornadoes touched down in Jersey late yesterday. The first one just before 6 p.m. in Montclair. The second about a half hour later outside Trenton. The third just west of Toms River in Ocean County at about 8 p.m. There were no reports of serious injuries. In Bucks County, Pennsylvania, 2 confirmed twisters touching down. 5 people were hurt there. Here's a public safety director.
All 5 individuals are not life-threatening and not critical in nature. All seem to be minor.
The most damage was at a car dealership and at a mobile home park. Winds News Time 11:24. Police say they have the suspect in a deadly shooting of a teenager outside a Queens bar earlier this month. 18-year-old Dennis Vasilenko was arrested yesterday facing murder and weapon possession charges. He allegedly shot 17-year-old Eduardo Hernandez outside the Sabor Latino restaurant and bar on 40th Road in Elmhurst back on July 7th. Investigators believe that drugs might have played a role in this shooting. An arrest has been made in that horrible attack on a little girl walking to the grocery store on a Sunday morning in Queens. 34-year-old Jonathan Perez now facing charges for allegedly grabbing the girl by the neck, dragging her into an alleyway, threatening to sexually assault her. The suspect then stole the 11-year-old's house keys, $20, and even a reusable grocery bag before a neighbor heard her screaming and ran over to help. The little girl was treated for a cut to the neck because the suspect had pressed a sharp metal object against her. Otherwise, physically, she was okay. The same suspect was also accused of once punching a girlfriend. There's a new arrest in the shooting death of a Bronx dad who was killed in Washington Heights in January. 33-year-old Todd Drayton facing murder and assault charges. Police say he was the man who shot 28-year-old Eddie Cornell outside a night spot after a brief altercation. A previous arrest had been made about a month after the shooting. At that time, 27-year-old Tyler Burgos was picked up by police. And a man who was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list is headed to prison for killing his fiancée and her dog in Newark. Newark in 2014. 46-year-old Lamont Stevenson was sentenced yesterday to 31 and a half years in prison without the possibility of parole for strangling Olga De Jesus and her pet. Stevenson says he did it because he didn't want to tell her that he had lost his job at an auto parts store. Another economic victim of the pandemic, the iconic Fireplace Restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey, is closing. It has been around for some 65 years. Today at 4 p.m., it will close its doors for good. Harvey Weinstein was back in court in L.A., unsuccessfully trying to reduce the charges against him.
Harvey Weinstein back in court here in L.A. in a wheelchair and a brown jail uniform, a judge refusing to allow him to wear street clothes. The judge rejected an attempt by Weinstein's attorneys to dismiss two sex-related charges and another charge they're fighting. The judge says prosecutors can amend. Weinstein is due back in court on September 13th for a preliminary hearing.
And that was Alex Stone reporting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.